join your host, Des Hamilton, to find out exactly how to say goodbye to being poor and hello to being rich.
Welcome back to the Goodbye Poor, Hello Rich show. I still haven't got used to calling it that, but this is the future. We're going to be the Goodbye Poor, Hello Rich show forever. So this is a problem I've got to get over, and trust me, I will. Not made a mistake yet. Can't guarantee that I will. Can't guarantee that I won't, but we'll give it a go, shall we? Right, let's have an exclusive, shall we? I've just quit my job. I've just quit my job. Notice has gone in. It will be there tomorrow. And I'm done. Full-time employment. Completed it, mate. It's just ridiculous. Hang on a minute. Sit tight. Let's have a drink. Cheers. It just hasn't sunk in yet. I knew it was coming. We had the challenge finished a little while ago, a couple of weeks ago, and we knew things were getting to a place where we were ready. And it's really important, this, because am I technically ready? Am I safe enough yet? No. No, because it turns out even £100,000 isn't secure enough for you to leave a job. But, and we're going to get into this later in the tip of the week. Look, spoiler, tip of the week, bottle. Right? It comes down to bottle. I don't think there's ever a time where you're going to be ready to leave your job. Never a time where you're ready to change your entire identity. Because I've just thrown away a 25 plus year career off the back of this thing that I've been driving for 2 years in my spare time. It's scary. It's exciting, but equally terrifying. But it comes down to that cliche. And it is a cliche, because when you hear these people, when you go on TikTok and you see people that are making these 6-7 figures, these 10-20,000 pound a month, and they say to you, you've got to get out of your comfort zone. If you're comfortable, you're not growing. You've got to be uncomfortable to grow, blah, 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 blah. Turns out they're right. It's true. Already today, having written my notice, I know now that I'm going to be working harder than ever. I mean, a weight has lifted off my shoulders. I am now only responsible for myself and my family. And don't get me wrong, the burden is insane, but we're ready. And I needed this, because you need that fear. You need that driving motivation underneath you to kick a rocket up your ass. That's right. I can say ass now. You need it. You do. Otherwise, what is it that's driving you? You need to be desperate for success. I saw a post, I think it was Tony Robbins, that was saying you need your money-making need to be as essential as breathing. I mean, don't get me wrong, that's insane. But you can understand where he's coming from when it comes to that. We now need money to pay the mortgage, to pay our bills, to live the life that we have been used to living for the last however many years. And we haven't got that safety net anymore. It's gone. Because Claire's quit work. I've quit work. A guaranteed salary is no longer a thing in the Hamilton house. Let that sink in. Jesus, man. I'm terrifying myself just saying this out loud. But the sky is the limit. The only person who is responsible now for me stagnating is me. And I have got ideas pouring out of my brain as to not only how I can make more money for myself and my family, but how I can help you better. Someone said to me once that entrepreneurialism, the good ones, are the problem solvers. How can you make the world a better place? Me? I have already learned in the last 2 years that my purpose, the thing that drives me, is helping you. And I'm not saying that expecting a halo above my head or some two-bob LED lights that I got off AliExpress. I mean it. It's the thing that keeps me motivated. It's the thing that makes me driven. Because I see and hear and feel so many of you in the situation that I was in 2022. We have done everything that society has told us to do. Society has let us down. And there's a realization, a straw that breaks the camel's back, something inherent in you that says, no, this isn't the life I was meant to live. I'm not willing to start living in my late 60s if the stars are aligned. Everything in your being knows there's a better life for you, and this one's vital, knows that no one is going to hand it to you. You are not going to win the lottery. You are not going to be handed millions of pounds from an inheritance from a dead relative that you never knew existed. These things don't happen to people like us. We're the ones that are seeing our kids fly by 10 years in the blink of an eye, and we can't see them. The weekend rolls around. It's Friday night and you're excited, so you have a drink. Before you know it, you're sleeping in Saturday. Before you know it, it's Sunday afternoon and Monday's coming back around. We've all been there. We've all felt it. The only difference is I'm the guy that can show you how to escape that in realistic terms. So what I want to do is help you do that. Now, the people that I've helped, the people that have been inspired by what I've done and then got up off their own backside and worked their nuts off, they have deserved every single bit of success that has come their way. And if I can be the person that just kicks you up the backside or gives you a polite little nudge to say, look what's achievable if you try, I will go to my grave a very, very, very happy man. So that's what I'm aiming to do. That's what I will continue to do. It's the reason why I'm still here in my kitchen talking to you now in an evening when my wife's in the living room watching the Olympics and I'm here talking to you guys. It's because it matters to me, truthfully. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to spend my time, now my full time, finding a way to help people get out of the rat race should they so choose. If I can do something to help you get an extra couple of £100 a month, amazing if that's what you want. But if you want to do more than that, I can show you what's achievable in real terms. And I'd like to do it in a way where I'm more accessible. Because so far, everything that I've done, think about it, right? Everything that I've done has been in my spare time. I've turned £200 into well over £100,000. I've built six income streams. I've built a podcast that's hit number 11 in the charts within less than a year. I've got a following of over 120,000 people over the various platforms. I did all that in my spare time. Let's see what I can do in my full time, right? Because I'm backing myself. I'm backing myself. It's going to make a hell of a dent. But in order to do it, I needed my time. And already, look at the timings. End of July, early August. I'll get 6 weeks with my kids. 6 weeks, full time with my kids. Isn't that amazing? That's the freedom, right? That's the freedom. And I get to feel it. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. That's the headline for today. Look, that's an 8-minute ramble about freedom. But what can we do? Let's get into the rest of the show, shall we? So this is part two of the Ahmed Shakouri show. Part one was unbelievable and part two just rolls on. Ahmed is such a relatable guy. The feedback I got off the first episode was exactly that. Who could not relate to this guy? I don't care what culture you're from. I don't care what country you're from. I don't care where you were in the world at any particular time. Ahmed is a guy that is educated, that was skint, that was doing all he could to provide for his family, who said, no, I've had enough of that. I want some of that. And then he made it happen. And then he lived a life that was beyond his means because we all would have done it. And now he's gone back a few steps and is growing and growing and growing. And my God, he's growing. I know. After we recorded this interview, Ahmed and Thomas Parkinson have got a bit of software coming out that I don't know what it is, but I can guarantee you it's going to be very, very good. And I recommend you keeping an eye on both of those boys because that product is going to be decent, whatever it is. He's kicking on all through the power of his networking, of his community building, of his engagement levels, of his personal skills, of his leveraging of relationships, which is something that is so vital that I know I can do more to help you all with as well. This week, Ahmed talks about how he is selling on Amazon, why he stopped selling in the UK, why he only sells now in the US, the growth that he's got in place, the networking in particular. We talk an awful lot more about his Facebook community and the power of networking and how it has enabled him to kick on and do more that he wanted to do. Look, enough of me. I've spent 10 to 11 minutes talking about nothing but me. That wasn't the point of this show, but we had some breaking news. What can you do? Look, enough. Hang on a minute. Before we get into the interview, thank you once again to our sponsors, Selleram SaaS. Thank you to them. For the 100 questions I get every week of how do I get started on Amazon, it's simple. Amazon account, Selleram SaaS, that will do it. The rest of it will take care of itself, and then you can build up the rest as you go. And exactly like you said, the Facebook group, I love it, but it generates no money and it takes a hell of a lot of time. So we've done the same thing. We've hired a social media manager to come in and act as an admin on our behalf.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. It's important as well, because you want to show up for your group. That's the whole point of your community, isn't it? You want to help the people. I think that's one of the things that, again, you and I have got in common here. But at the same point, you don't want to do it to the detriment of your own business.
Yes, it's hard to, but at least for me, it's hard to balance. I'm lucky that I have a solid team. They've been with me for years. They do most of my work. Of course, I'm still supervising what they do. But to be honest, look, I'm not sure if I ever said this, but I'm kind of bored of Amazon. it's my income. This is how I live. But I discovered that I like social media more. Maybe because it's quite new, I would say, at this level. But I love it more than Amazon. You know, when I have to start my day and I have to start with Amazon, I feel like... But when I see a comment, notification from Facebook, I'm so excited. It might go after a few years. Who knows? But yeah, social media is great. And when you receive messages and people are, oh, Ahmed, I'm so grateful you did. And I received loads of messages, especially when I had the VA Academy, where I changed so many lives. It makes your day, especially when you see people from not very developed countries and they just struggling and they have kids and families and they message you, look, Ahmed, because of you, I did this and that. Wow, it just changed. It's just, you know, it makes you so proud. And I'm very honored. Actually, thousands of people message me saying that I changed their lives, which is wow.
Yeah. No better feeling, is there? There is no better.
Yeah.
And it does. It blows you away as well. To when you're living in your own bubble and you're seeing the same people all the time and you're going through your routines, to hear that you have affected somebody's life that you've never met in a different country, in a different circumstance, through something that you were doing naturally, it does blow you away. We do a thing in our group every month where we say, right, let's see your results, but only share what you want to share. Let's not go, yeah, but what's your profit? Those sorts of things drive me mad. If someone wants to share, let's not pick them apart, you know? And the comments we get every month about the community, about the support that everyone gives each other, I love it, man. It's brilliant.
Yes, indeed. And it helps with the self-confidence. If anyone is struggling with self-confidence, which is something that I've been studying for years, I had moments in my life where I was, as a natural person, I'm very confident in talking to people, and it's very natural. But I had moments in my life where, due to different personal issues, my confidence was very low. I had a business in Romania, which suffered at one point. It affected me inside. And I went through moments where I was like, I consider that everyone is more worthy than me, more valuable than me. I didn't have any more personality, no confidence, no nothing. But what it helped me to get back on track was to have this little, moments of like doing something successfully, these little winnings. And that helped me a lot to get back on track and become confident a lot. Because when you're doing multiple good things to others, in special to others, it's giving you the, you know, actually you're good guy. You brought value to other people's lives. So that helped me a lot. And this is advice to everyone who's trying, because I know there are many people who are struggling with confidence, with self-confidence. Do for others good things, small or big, and that's going to help you more than all the books and videos that you're watching with the self-confidence. And self-confidence is not, it can help you in any, like it helps you not in the personal life, but even business when you are confident.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you everywhere. Because if you're not confident, then you're not going to succeed, not even in business. You are scared of everything.
Yeah. I think it's one of the more basic human needs that gets overlooked is giving.
Yes.
I really do. The self-fulfillment you get from giving, that is so downplayed, especially in this country where you're taught to hate everybody. They're kind of, the pressure's on you to dislike that community, that social class. Your next door neighbor's got better stuff than you. You should be jealous. That drives me mad, when in fact it's the opposite. as humans at our very basic nature, we are naturally jealous. Yes. And I think that's really important that we carry on with that. And I completely agree with you. If you give, you get back every single time.
And I believe this is a skill that needs to be trained. Because really, I believe we live in a society. By the way, this is only my own opinions, okay? I'm not telling one this is the right way. I might be wrong. But I believe the society we are living, they're not encouraging us to give and to do good for others and make others being successful. I don't believe that. So this is something that we need to learn to do our own work and then share with others. So important.
Yeah. Absolutely right. And see what happens. Give it a go. See what happens. There's no better feeling when we take the trolley back to Aldi and the pound coin that we use to give the trolley. My little girl will give it to the guy who's homeless by the trolleys. You see both of their faces light up. And I love that. Well, I mean, we're going off on a sidetrack here, but I agree with you. I think it's vital. I really do.
Actually, it's not sidetracking. Actually, it's if you go back to networking, how a healthy networking is done only if you are a giver. If two people are givers, that's going to last. I have three private groups, chat groups, and different people. And we had this group chat for years. And we grew together, but we shared a lot, all of us. If any of us was from that group was not sharing, he wouldn't be with us. So if you are a giver in your personal life, that's going to affect everything. Like affect, is that right way to say it?
Yeah.
Even in the business. Because many people, when I post it in the group about networking, but I can't find the right people. How you always talk about networking? Because you don't have the right mindset yet. Become a giver, bring value, and people are going to look for you. Because why someone will hang out with you or speak with you if they don't see any benefit in you? Like, come on, right? We are not kids anymore. When we were kids, we were making friends just because I like your ball or I like your whatever. Or just I like you the way you look or whatever. But now we are at the stage where our friendship is based on the professional gain. It might sound greedy, but that's not what I'm trying to like. It's not greedy. We want to be successful professionally. So we need to surround ourselves with people who brings value to ourselves. But in the same time, to make the network to last and to be healthy, we need to give back. So we need to become givers.
Yeah, I completely agree. You see it all the time, whether it's a comment on TikTok or whether it's something like on Facebook. Why are you training other people? Why are you helping other people? Aren't you worried that Amazon's going to be oversaturated? You go, come on. What the beauty of something like Amazon, the beauty of something as massive as FBA, which has got so many different elements in it, there is room for all of us. Amazon is growing, 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 growing. There's room for all of us. And the phrase I like to use is that a rising tide raises all ships. If we all grow together, every boat in the ocean goes up. There's room for us and it's empowering and everybody helps everybody. And you're exactly right. You do go into networking with a mindset of what can I get out of this relationship? And everyone knows it. It's not a naughty thing. It's not a bad thing. Everyone is fully aware that a working relationship benefits you both in some way. Luke Colwell was one of the very first that reached out to me when my social media channel was doing well. And he said, I like what you're doing. I can relate to you. Here's my group for free, because he was doing his Discord at the time. Here's my group for free. Here are a bunch of contacts that can help you with affiliate marketing. I want to get you off the ground. He didn't ask for anything. But of course, I'm doing all I can, and I will do all I can to give him back as much as possible, because that guy got me going. And it matters.
Yes.
It
matters. And when we discuss about helping and giving to others, doesn't mean we need to become Mother Teresa and just, sacrificing ourselves and just do everything for others for free. It's not about that. It's when you give, you can receive as well. Like when you give value, you receive, the benefits. It's either in money or for all the work I do in my social media, I receive lots of, it came with a lot of perks. I travel to other countries all paid by another company just to promote them. I went to Systemize Summit, all paid and everything. Like, and lots of other things that I'm not going to mention everything here, but it comes with perks. When you give value, just think about, okay, I give value, but believe me, people are going to see value in you and you are going to receive loads in exchange. Of course, there will be people taking advantage of you. It happens. But overall,
human.
Yes, but overall, if you understand how to filter, right, the people who are around you, then focus on giving and you receive a lot.
That's exactly it. And it's the same. You're not going to like everybody, but if you try, you're going to find people that you never knew that will become friends for life, collaborators of some kind for life. And you're all in this struggle together. It's understanding Amazon for all of its strengths, but also all of the things that drive you insane. It's very, very specific that you can't talk to everybody about. Because if you were to say, I got a section 3 to Amazon, to someone who might have been a mentor to you professionally, they wouldn't have a clue what you're talking about. It's if they are an Amazon seller, however, you've got something in common. And it is a very, very complicated, nuanced thing that you could have in common. But I now have got, I've made friends a couple of weeks ago with a guy in Ohio that does tech support for Shopify. That is nothing to do with anything I am making money on. But because it's e-commerce and we had a chat on the podcast, all of a sudden our kids are roughly the same age. We come from a very similar background, even though we're different cultures, different worlds, different faiths. That is something I'm thinking, I've done that from my kitchen in the south of England. You know, isn't a guy in Canada that sells private label. Fantastic guy. He's coming over and we're going to try and meet whenever he's up in Chester and I'm down in Brighton. We're like, well, it's a couple of hours drive, but let's meet in the middle. You know, I love it. And I think it's so important.
Yes, it is. Indeed, it is.
All right, let's get back into the Amazon selling. You are now selling in the US and you quit selling in the UK. Talk us through that.
For me, it was, so I was selling in the UK. That was my first market. Then I started selling in the United States and I realized that I get more back for each pound I'm investing in the US than in the UK. And another thing in the UK is it's hard to compete against, you know, because of the VAT in the UK, you have all the non-VAT registered sellers who it's hard to compete against them. I said, you know, it's not worth it. There are many people. There are lots of opportunities in the UK market. But I was selling in the UK and the USA, and I realized, oh, the margins are better in the USA for the business model I'm doing. I stopped the UK, and then after a few more months, a friend of mine told me, Ahmed, you are wasting time on Germany, because I was selling in Germany at the same time. Just stop Germany. In Germany, I had another team. In the UK, I had another team. Lots of admin, lots of people to look after, headache. And I said, you know, I would just focus all in the USA because it brings me the most value and profit.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was everything. I might start again in the UK. Yes, maybe. But for now, I'll just focus on the United States. And I believe Germany is going to, or Europe as a whole is going to grow a lot. More and more countries, like for example, Romania. Now in Romania, this started maybe at the end of last year or the beginning of this year. Now in Romania, for example, you can order from Amazon Germany and get free delivery if you spend at least 50 euros, something like that, which is a great addition. Wow. I've seen the comments from Romanian people and everyone, wow, this is amazing. Because before you couldn't order from Amazon. And this is just the beginning. It's just showing that Amazon is just expanding. And you have the whole Europe. Yeah, not like in the UK, you only get orders from the UK. Yeah, before you were getting orders from Europe too, before Brexit. Now I don't think so, or maybe it's more expensive.
It is. You get the pan-EU and you get it's just red tape. It's a mess. You're right. I agree with you. I think Germany is going to be the center of the European marketplace. It's right in the middle. It's huge and it's got the infrastructure.
Yes.
I agree with you.
And I see more people now opening prep centers in Europe, courses in Europe. So it's becoming more and more popular. I believe Europe is going to grow a lot.
Yeah, yeah. You're the second person that I've spoken to in the last 2 weeks that shut down their UK store. The US is just insane. When you've got a market size that's 11 times the bigger than UK, when you're in the UK, you're looking for something that may sell 300, 400 times a month. In the US, that equates to almost like 1,000, maybe 1,200 times a month. It's just ridiculous. I do love that. Are you set up in the US virtually, or are you shipping UK to US?
I'm shipping from here at the moment. I have an LLC. I got in contact with suppliers because what I'm planning to do is to ship from the US into the United States. Yeah, that's another business model that I'm trying to do. It's just the VAT problem, unless I stick with groceries. But buying from the United States, selling in the UK, and paying VAT, I need to be careful with that. But if I stick with groceries, that might be, yeah. But we'll see after Q4. Yeah. At the moment, I'll just stick with what I do. And yeah.
Yeah, no, all good. But one of the plans that we had for 2024 was to set up an LLC, set up a virtual address in the States, set up the prep center, set up an accountancy over there. One of the fast track FBA courses you can do, how to do it all over to US. But the guy that I was going to do it with, bless his heart, he passed away right at the start of the year. And it kind of threw me through a loop, to be honest with you. But it's one of those where I've always got it in my mind, we are going to do that. And I kind of want to do it in his honor as well. He's such a good guy. It's such a shame what happened to him. But I think that is a huge, huge opportunity, especially for UK sellers, because it's a higher barrier to entry. And anything that's a higher barrier to entry, you've got fewer people to compete with.
Yes.
It is worldwide. It is growing. The countries that may not have access to Amazon at the moment, they are going to have access to Amazon at some point because it is going to take over the world. And it's just a case of staying ahead of the curve again.
They just opened an FC in South Africa. I see they're on Brazil. I'm not sure when they opened there. Singapore, China. Who's next? I don't know. It's just going everywhere. And there are so many opportunities in Amazon. Buying from one kind, selling in different kinds. People have been doing this for years. Just because you didn't know, that's a different story. It's not easy. Mm. Okay, so for everyone watching, it's not easy selling on Amazon. It's becoming more and more challenging, which, as you said, it can be actually a good advantage because if it's harder to start, harder to run a business on Amazon, then less people are becoming successful, which is giving you an advantage. But if I manage to do it, you manage to do it, anyone can do it. It's just a question of, are you willing to put all the effort to take risk and to do your best to be successful? Yes or no? It's like any other business.
Yeah, that's it. You need to be willing to put the work in. The key defining characteristics are determination, resilience. And that, it's so easy to get suckered into a social media post and go, I'm going to try that. And then when something difficult happens, you go, oh, well, that's not what I thought it was. You go, come on, man, nothing is easy. Nothing is easy. There's no secret cheat mode to getting wealthy, to getting rich, to having success. You have to work and you have to be willing to sacrifice and to take the hits, because the hits are coming, man, and you just got to be ready for
it. Exactly. The course I paid £5,000 for TikTok, dropshipping on TikTok. I watch many videos from that course. People are making crazy money, like crazy money. I've seen one guy in Germany. He the 9-to-5 job, just a normal job, and he made over 100K in profit a month. The amount of work he's putting there, like you have to take videos, you have to, it's a lot of, I said, no, that's not, it's too much work. But this because I'm already running a successful business, right? But otherwise, yes, I might be successful on TikTok. I might make more money on TikTok, but it's important if you like it. I don't like that business model. I have something with dropshipping. I don't know. It's just, I don't have control over the stock. But if you like, that's important. You need to like the business, because if you don't like it, then it might be very hard to do it.
Exactly. You need to know which one aligns with you and the things that you like. I did a post on this the other day, and it was like, which side hustle, second business would I choose? And the answer is any of them, because they all work. None of them are inherently scams. The people that teach you them, they might be scammy, but the business model works if you find the approach right and you work and you sacrifice. You need to be willing to find out who it is you are, what it is that actually you enjoy, and then how much work are you willing to sacrifice. I'm of a place where I know I'm willing to sacrifice a lot, but I don't want to become super rich. I don't want to be the super rich. I never will be. I don't want to earn billions, nothing like that. I just want to have a comfortable life. I can spend the time with the kids. The kids can have nice things. We give them opportunities. That's it for me, you know? And the same thing as you. I don't care how much money I've got. I won't be spending £80 on a t-shirt when I can spend £12 in next. That will do for me.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's sort of life. And it all comes with how much time and you're willing to sacrifice to get to those places.
Exactly, exactly. You mentioned the kids. Like, since I went full-time Amazon last year in February, the fact that I stayed home every single day with my kids, nothing can repay that, right? Nothing, absolutely nothing. When I was a lorry driver, I was seeing my kids just Saturday and Sunday if I was not doing overtime. But imagine seeing your kids one, twice a week. Come on, that's a bit too much.
It's no life, is it? It's no life. And again, if you're in that job and you get your head down and you might be able to retire when you're 65, by that point, your kids are grown up and they have known a lifetime of you not being around. But if you get your head down for 5 years now, you can have everything you ever wanted all the time with your kids, and they would know a life where dad was always around because he made his own success. Mate, what a dream.
Yes.
You know?
I want to add something here. When I started, I started like an addicted to Amazon. Everything in my head was Amazon. No family, no wife, no kids, no nothing. And I would, every single time when I was going on holiday or in park, anywhere, I always had my laptop. Even here in the UK, I was going in a park, always on a laptop. And I was posting all this. And I've been criticized. Oh, your kids are going to grow up and you're just wasting time. Spend time with them. Yes, I understand. But I knew that I have to sacrifice. I was working as a lorry driver, which means lots of hours every day. So my only chance to do something on my Amazon, to grow my Amazon, was to take advantage of every single moment I had working on, like, at my job. So I had to sacrifice all these moments. Like, I was going to the beach, in holiday to the beach, always on a laptop. I was not enjoying anything, nothing. But I had to sacrifice a few years so now I can enjoy time with kids. There was no other option for me.
No, I completely agree. We just had a week in Cornwall, and I prepared loads of things that I was going to do down in Cornwall, especially with social media. I was going to post this. I was going to do that. I was going to do this. We had already prepped and bundled up about 4 different bundles to go live that week. Everything was set. And then when we got on holiday, I said to my wife, I went, no, I'm actually going to have the week with the kids. Everything's fine. The business can tick over for a week. And I'm glad I did that, because I didn't think I was going to. And it just made me realize, nope, my priorities are still where they need to be. This is good. Because it does get obsessive, doesn't it? When you run your own business and it starts working well, it becomes a point where if you're in your day job, you can't wait for it to finish. But when you're running your own business, you need to put times in because you don't know when to stop.
Yes, indeed. Indeed.
Yeah, I love it. So what's next for you? What's coming down the line?
Next.
You can share.
Yeah. Private label next year. Actually, I started the project in terms of I've chosen the products. It's going to be in skincare category. I've selected the products, the design. I've got the products home. Very happy. My wife is happy. But I need around 20 to 25,000 to start the way I want. So I will just leave this for next year after Q4.
Yeah.
That's my next goal. Private label, which of course is going to be sold Shopify, Amazon, TikTok, which I believe TikTok is very, very powerful, unless it's gonna get banned. Hopefully not.
Yeah.
And another thing which is not related to what we're discussing is moving to another country where I have a proper weather. I'm suffering a lot here due to weather.
from Romania to the UK. That's a shock.
Yes, it was okay the first years, you know, new country, new everything. But now it's just affecting me, especially that actually I'm suffering more now, more than before when I had the job, because I was busy with the job. But now staying home and everything, like home all day, gray outside all the time. Like, this is the worst year for me since I came in the UK. Like, since 2015, I don't think we had a year where we had winter until middle of summer.
It's insane. It hasn't stopped raining. We were on the beach in Cornwall with coats on, just waiting for a break. It was just insane. Where are you off to?
I know. Every month, a new country. But right now, I'm between Malaysia and Spain. Spain is closer to my culture. Malaysia is, you know, Asian country. But I like it. I really like it. It seems that the visa requirements are quite now hard. It looks like the easiest way to get there, you need £80,000 in the bank account, which of course you can use them after 12 months, something like that. I need to do some more research. For me, going in Spain, because I have Romanian passport, passport, is like going in Romania. It's hard because I need to think about my kids. It's not about me. I need to make sure they grow in good environment with job opportunities in future in case I get to stay there for longer. It's hard to decide, but yeah, it's an inside battle that I have. Where should I move?
Yeah, so exciting though, when you got the whole world on your doorstep. I love it. Where's the best way to find you, to find your community, and to get in touch?
My Facebook group, that's the best place for anyone to find me. I have Twitter, I have LinkedIn, but I just started on, I'm going to start on Reddit, but my main social media platform is Facebook at the moment. Yeah.
Great. And what's the group called?
FBK Ecom Mastery.
Perfect. Yes.
There are a few other words like Amazon, eBay, Shopify, TikTok.
But put the link down in there so everyone can just join it straight away. But I will say it is a fantastic group. It really is. It's active and there's all sorts going on there. So yeah, I'm in it as well. I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for running through the first 20 minutes twice. I really appreciate it. And for everything else, mate, really, really good to be here, and definitely keep in
touch. Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me.
And there we go. That's the end of the show. That's the end of the interview. Again, if we just reflect back on the same things, I can't say it enough. The personality of this guy, the relatability, his sheer drive, and he's got the similar drive to me. Multiple children, a family to support, the understanding that there's a better life out there. And we refuse to do that thing where we're just buckled down for 20 odd years. I've got an awful lot to say about this over the next few months. And trust me, I will. Chances are you've heard me saying already, but I don't care. It's so vital. It's so vital. We're only here once. We're only here once. Think about it. Do you want to work for 25 years and get your head down and then think about retiring at 65? Or do you want to get your head down for 5? And live the life you want to live at a much earlier rate with more money than you ever thought. Work for it. Let's get into the tip of the week. Tip of the week. Take the leap of faith. You will know there is a finite resource that you have, whether that's your time, whether that's your money. These are the two vital commodities that are out of your control. When you get into this, things like resilience, things like determination, things like mindset, things like levels of action, these are variables that you can fix. You can look inside yourself, whether it's self-motivated or whether you go out for therapy or whether you read a self-help book. It doesn't matter. These are things that you can change within yourself. You cannot change how much time you've got, and you cannot change how much money you've got, not when you're getting going. Those are the two variables that you need to keep an eye on. Eventually, one or both will run out, and the only way you can get more is by taking a leap of faith. Now, if it's money, the only leap of faith you've got there are loans and credit and a way to grow through other people's money that will leverage your money and time to help you get successful before you pay it back. That's the money. Time is the biggie. And the phrase is right. You can always earn more money. You can never get back more time. The only way you can get back time is by taking a leap of faith and freeing up more time, whether that's going part-time, whether that's finding a day here or a day there where you don't have to work anymore, whether that's by going flexible. For me, I've got my time. I've got it now. I've got more time now than I've ever had before, in fact. And if I could do what I was doing on about 10 hours a week, all of a sudden, I've got about 45. I know, right? These are the things that you need to consider, because when you're scaling up, eventually you're going to need to find either money or time or both. Think it through. Take a leap of faith. Don't be reckless. Tip of the week. All right, big show this week. Mark it down, right? First week in August. Wow. What a couple of months we've had. Actually, scratch that. What a year we've had. I'm going to talk you through my message board next week, I think, because I've got a message board that we put up on the 1st of January, and it is ringing true, every bit of it. Look, there's a cliffhanger for you. We'll leave it there. Thank you to Ahmed for coming on. We're definitely having you back, mate. Great show. We've got a networking event for Celeramsas up in Nottingham in August. He's going to be there. I'm going to be there. We'll talk a bit more about this in future shows. In the meantime, it looks like the sun is finally shining, even though there's a thunderstorm predicted in the next couple of days. Have yourself a lovely week. Enjoy the summer. Look, the kids are off. Enjoy your time with the kids. Don't get stressed out by them because they're stopping your business. They're the very reason why you're doing your business. Never forget that. Right. Have a lovely week. I'm going to go sign on the doll, and I'll see you next week. Ta-da.
You've been listening to the £200,000 to £100,000 Challenge podcast. Make sure you join us next time for more real talk and some undoubtedly terrible jokes as Des gets ever more closer to saying goodbye poor, hello rich. Just a little reminder that this podcast is for information and entertainment purposes only. It cannot and does not constitute any form of financial advice. We know things are tough for a lot of people right now, so if you need assistance organising your money, please seek the help of a qualified financial advisor.